Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a pod where me and my best bud, Carl, go through promotion, relegation, and top-tier soccer. Carl, how was your week?
Well, it's a good week. I'm excited, though, for, I believe it's Tuesday. My Tottenham Hotspur will be playing for a trophy against Man United. I'll be at work, so I won't be able to watch the whole thing, but I'll be keeping my eyes on it. But I just am hoping to God they can somehow do it, because wouldn't it be amazing if they get a trophy this year with this team and Arsenal doesn't? I would love
Coming
that.
off the heels of Crystal Palace's first trophy. They just got their first trophy on Saturday.
Yeah, that was fun, man. Yeah, their first ever major trophy, and they've been around a while, so their fans, like, there are people crying, and like, it was, I was watching some videos of their pre and post game things, and man, they were just, oh my God, it was crazy. Even before the match, like, showing them going through like the tube and then coming out, and just, it was like an army of people, and it was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
agree. I
how was
agree.
your
A
week?
couple cool scenes this weekend. Couple cool scenes this weekend.
Yeah,
But
how was your week?
wouldn't it be so pathetic to have, well, I mean, it's going to happen. 16th or 17th spot in the Premier League will be in the Champions League next season.
It's hilarious. Like,
Sure.
they, man, we could be seeing some quick exits next season if they don't figure it out. Anyway, how's your week, Phil?
Yep, pretty good, pretty good. Weather's getting a little better around here, so we're jumping into summer mode real quick.
Yeah, you got the shorts on.
Not quite yet, but we're almost there.
Almost to shorts town. Phil likes, for everybody that doesn't know, Phil likes to wear cargo shorts.
What?
He needs the extra pockets for his snacks.
Pocket dogs.
Pocket dogs.
Right on, right on. All right, Carl. Well, let's get started with this week's action. We are in the playoffs, the second leg of the championship playoffs this week. We're going to start Monday in Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United hosts Bristol City. Sheffield United has a 3-0 lead on aggregate in this one. This was a DraftKings match of the week, Carl. Who'd you have?
At Sheffield.
You did not have Sheffield.
What
You
the
had
fuck? What was
Bristol
they?
City, draw no bet, +210. I had Sheffield United straight up, -115 for $100.
What was I thinking?
Probably going long shots.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it would be all Sheffield, just as the first game was in the 41st minute. Kiefer Moore gets a header off a corner to go up 1-0. In the 52nd minute, Gustavo Hammer gets a nice deflection that curls over the keeper, puts them up 2-0. And then in the 83rd minute, Callum O'Hare off a cross from Tyrese Campbell. Harrison Burrows had a nice dummy in the middle of that one. That goes in to go up 3-0 for the game, 6-0 on aggregate. Sheffield absolutely dominate Bristol City in this two-leg matchup.
Yeah, it was nice to see Bristol City not from a camera in the Goodyear blimp for once. I actually got to see like what some of the players look like, what numbers they wear. It was great. But the
Yeah,
human,
if only they showed up for one of the games.
yeah, they I mean, they're getting down 3-0 at home. That's never good in the first leg. And then Bristol actually came out and was kind of peppering them a little bit. But then once Sheffield scored the first goal, it was lights out. Kiefer Moore had that nice header, 6'5", used every inch of that to get up there. Tyrese Campbell could be going from Stoke City to the Premier League. What a fortuitous turn of events for his career. So I'm happy for him. I hope I don't hope Sheffield wins, but if they do, I'll be happy for him. And then this was actually a record scoreline for a playoff semifinal in the championship. No,
6-0.
6-0. Yeah. So Bristol City, congrats. You're in the record books, baby.
The wrong side. Pretty one-sided. Not much to say for either leg of this one, and especially this last one. It was, like you said, after that first goal, they were deflated. So.
And we were talking about the crumble of Sheffield at the end of the regular season, and this goes to show you can't base the here and now games on previous results all the time.
Sure.
They're limping in, and then all of a sudden, I mean, maybe it's just a bad matchup for Bristol, but they've seemed to have figured it out, and they probably will be favored in the final.
Sheffield over Sunderland? Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. Sunderland, and we'll get into them in a little bit, but they kind of floundered there at the end of the campaign. Speaking of which, let's go Tuesday to the Stadium of Light where Sunderland hosts Coventry. Sunderland have a 2-1 lead on aggregate after the first leg in this one. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Who do you have in this one?
I mean, judging by what I picked in the last one, I'm going to say I took Coventry.
Yeah, you did.
Almost could have had it.
Yeah, we both lost this one. I had Sunderland straight up, so we both took the L on this one. In the 76th minute, Ephraim Mason-Clark gets the scoring started for Coventry. Milan van Ewijk gets a nice cross into the box, and Ephraim Mason-Clark puts that one in to go up 1-0 for the game and ties the aggregate at 2-2. And it would end that way, so we had to go to extra time, and it went all the way till the last minute. Carl, in the 120 plus two, Sunderland's Daniel Ballard gets a header off the crossbar, barely into the corner of the net, and Sunderland take this down 3-2, and they're headed to Wembley.
Feel like these are two pretty evenly matched teams. Didn't look like either team dominated the other one. It could have gone either way. Coventry, it's funny because Coventry had been the team that had been winning it right at the end.
They kind of stuttered, the last parts, but I mean, compared to Sunderland, Sunderland was losing all their games at the end, but they were kind of messing with their lineups.
So we see that Sunderland survives. Haji, they almost lost though. Haji Wright had an opportunity at a header in the 93rd minute. It was a beautiful ball into the box, and he had a clear shot at it, but he just headed it way wide, and that would have won the match for them. They would have, and that would have won my bet. But thanks, Haji. Don't let me catch you back in America, buddy.
Don't dog the Americans, bro.
No, I still love Haji Wright. Enzo Lefebvre, it was his corner that
Yep, Enzo Lefebvre in the corner. And then, yeah, that ball hit the bottom of the crossbar and barely squeaked over that line.
Well, I mean, did you see how the guy Ballard headed it? Like he didn't jump
Yeah,
too high.
his head was so low.
I know, it was like at waist level, and he somehow got it.
It looked like in wrestling the Eddie Guerrero frog splash off the top rope. Like he just had his head like below his crotch basically in midair.
So I mean, impressive to be able to get your head to that, even though you mistimed the jump so bad. Man, the fans went absolutely crazy as expected, but like this was like these people are thirsty for it, let me tell you, buddy. I guess there's a documentary called Sunderland Till I Die that just kind of explains how invested the people in that town are with this team.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. I think they end up like getting relegated twice in a row in that one. It like the documentary starts at the beginning of their championship season, and they're just awful in that season that they follow. So it started with them getting relegated out of the Premier League, and then it ended with them getting relegated out of championship. If I do recall, I might be incorrect on that one because I have seen a soccer documentary that was it, but I'm pretty sure it was Sunderland, the Cherry. No, they're the Black Cats. I wonder, maybe it was Bournemouth, the Cherries. Bournemouth's the Cherries.
They're the Cherries.
Yeah, it might have been Bournemouth actually. So I might have it mixed up. My bad.
If it was Sunderland's and they got relegated twice, that would be like If you're getting too manic watching Welcome to Wrexham, you just watch that one and then it like brings your mood back down to a stable level. It's like the opposite of Welcome to Wrexham.
Yes, exactly.
But one more thing, in this final, I really hope that they let both Sheffield and Sunderland wear their home kits.
They're red and white striped kits, so I
Yeah.
definitely don't know who's who.
Wouldn't that be amazing to watch? Remember that colorblind game on
Oh yeah,
Thursday night
on Thursday
football?
Night Football, yeah, the
And oh yeah, and I totally forgot that with footy betting, that if it goes to extra time, it's considered a draw. Like it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah,
Totally
they're not
forgot.
going to give you the added time on that. Yeah.
Yeah, well. Anyway, this final, it's what the I think it's the 25th
The
or
24th, I believe.
24th. So it's a Saturday.
Yep.
Are you going to be able to watch it?
I forgot to request it off, but I think my boss will give it to me. I haven't talked to her yet, but I think I'll talk to her this week, and I think
I
she'll give it
can,
to me.
if you want, I can either write a sick note for you, or they can call me and I can pretend I'm your dad.
I mean, it's not necessary. I'm looking at it right now. It's a 7 a.m. game local time, so I'm pretty sure I could just ask her to be like an hour or two late at the
Oh,
worst case.
well, yeah, that's perfect then.
Yeah. So, yep, I'll be watching it.
Yep.
Now that I know it's a 7 a.m. game, I figured it'd be like a noon game.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess we'll make this is going to be a DraftKings match of the week, so I guess we're going to make some picks for this later, huh?
Yeah,
Or now.
man. We should get into that. So Saturday the 24th, as we just said, at Wembley Stadium, Sheffield technically the home team on the score bill, and then Sunderland the visitors. This is a DraftKings match of the week. But Carl,
Uh-oh.
you're broke.
I'm broke. Yeah, I went for it all.
You are at negative $50.78. So, we'll make the bets, and I'll give you $50.78 to try and dig yourself out of the hole.
Oh man, this is just like my Wells Fargo account. I hope they don't charge me an overdraft fee.
Well,
Right.
let's take a look at the odds since we're talking about it. Sheffield are favorites, like you thought, Carl. They are plus 140 straight up. Sunderland plus 210. A draw is plus 205. So the bookies think a draw is more likely than Sunderland winning this game. Draw no bet. Sheffield minus 155. Sunderland plus 110. What you got?
You know what, this, I mean, these games can, I mean, it's a final. These games can be notoriously tight.
Yep.
Teams not wanting to make a mistake. I'm gonna put $20. No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna put the 50-78 on a draw.
Draw. I got a 50-70.
I want to actually, you know what? I want a rooting interest in this game, so I'm gonna put it on Sunderland straight up.
Don't you just take the draw, no bet? You get plus odds on it, plus 110.
No, what's the point at this point?
That's a good call. Good call. Good call. So straight up at plus 210.
You gonna go Sheffield?
Plus 140 on Sheffield. It's not gonna give it to me if it ends a draw. I'll take Sheffield straight up. We'll go heads up on that one. I'll put 50-78 on it just to go heads up with you.
Right. Good. This is a final, Phil.
Yeah, big time. We got
I don't
some
want to, I'm not
enemy
talking
breaks.
to you Sheffield scum till after the match.
Oh, I noticed this golfer had a Sheffield decal on his like his I forget what they call him, but the little like booklet that they carry around that tells them the greens, like the hills on the
Distances,
greens and
so
stuff, huh?
it tells them like the lies.
Yeah, it's it like kind of gives them like elevations and things like that, distance, stuff like that. It's a little thing that pro golfers use. But anyway, yeah, he had a Sheffield decal on his, and
Must be from England.
yeah, I would assume so, but it's just rare to see those, and I was just like, oh, I know what that logo is. Like, you don't see Sheffield, you don't see the Blades logo out in the public eye that often.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that we can recognize that shit now. I was going on a bar crawl last week. My coworker had two friends from England visiting her, and we all went out. And I was talking to one of them, and I was like, "So, what part of London do you live in?" She's like, "South London." I said, "Oh, so you must be a Crystal Palace fan then." And she was blown away. She was like, she didn't expect any American to know what the fuck
Right.
Crystal Palace was. You know, I thought it was going to get me laid, but it didn't.
Yep. Some guy at the bar was here last night, or it wasn't last night, maybe the night before. But he had like a Mo Salah, what, Lyon, I think he played for.
Did he?
Yeah, Kit, and yeah, every time he walked by, I just kept singing Mo Salah at him. Mo Salah, Mo Salah. So.
The other Oregonians probably thought you were Muslim and like praying or something.
That would have been funny. Roma. I'm sorry, did I say Lyon? I meant Roma. That's it.
Oh, he played at Roma. I didn't know he played at Roma.
Yep. All right, Carl. So we'll be watching that championship game, the most expensive game in the world on Saturday. That will be exciting. And then our season is basically over because we've got a little bit in the Premier League, but we pretty much know everything except for a couple of European spots.
Yep. I mean, but this most expensive match, this is the reason that we started this whole thing.
It
So
sure is. It sure is.
this is the culmination. So I'm super pumped to see what happens. See who gets that last spot. I'm now officially a black cat. And so my if Sunderland win, I'll get a Sunderland tattoo on my butt.
No, you won't.
Want to bet?
No, why would I? I don't care enough about that.
You don't care about my butt?
No, or you
Okay.
getting tattoos. You
All
got
right.
plenty of stupid tattoos.
What's one more?
All right, Carl, let's move to the Premier League.
Hit the fucking music.
Not much going on in the Premier League this week. We're going to start Sunday at Goodison Park, where Everton hosts Southampton. Big news on this one. This is the last game at Goodison Park. Everton have a new stadium opening next season. 6 minutes in, Iliman Naji brings the ball up the middle into the box and puts a good move on the keeper to get up 1-0. And then in the 45 plus 2, a great pass from Dwight McNeil to Naji, and a great move past the keeper for Naji gets them up 2-0. And Everton play their final game at Goodison Park to a victory.
Yeah, when I was looking up the highlights for this one, I saw that there were 15 minutes. I was like, 15 minutes for a meaningless end of the season Premier League match? Why? And then started it and it was, oh, it's the last match at Goodison Park. I was like, okay, they're probably showing like a lot of
Yeah, and that's
shit.
exactly what they did. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and so I looked up some tidbits about Goodison Park since it's all over. It has been Everton's home ground since 1892.
Yeah.
So that's a long ass time. It hosted a World Cup semifinal in 1966. Do you know who won the World Cup that year?
66, was that England's final last World Cup?
That was England's only World
Only
Cup.
World Cup.
Yep. So yeah, so they won it the year that they hosted it. Everton was the original team that played at Anfield?
I think I did hear that. Yeah, and
Yeah.
then when they moved into Goodison Park, Liverpool took over.
Yeah, Everton moved out because of some dispute, and then the guy on the other end of this dispute started Liverpool Football Club
Ah.
and started having them play at Anfield. So kind of interesting. I mean, that could lead to some good trash talk if you're an Everton fan.
Yeah, and I think I heard on the commentary like all but four seasons were up in the top tier. Like
Yeah, all but yeah.
that's crazy.
Hosted the yeah they've hosted the most or it's hosted the most top flight matches of any stadium. It was damaged by a bomb in World War II. That's pretty neat. It was the first English football pitch that had an undersoil heating system.
Oh wow, like the Packers. Like it's the
Yeah.
Lambeau Field of Premier League soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine if the Packers moved out of Lambeau.
Yeah.
That's kind of just like what this feels like.
Yeah.
But a former player and former manager both died while watching a match at Goodison Park. They both had heart attacks within 5 years of each other. So the new stadium is going to be at Bramley, a place called Bramley Moor Dock, but it. That's naming rights were sold to a law firm, so it will be called Hill Dickinson Stadium. And the fans are not happy
I
with
can
the name.
imagine.
Of course I went to the subreddit to see what people were saying, and everyone was saying they're gonna call it the Dick.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You're going to the Dick, and then
Yep.
if the fans leave early during a blowout, you call it premature evacuation. Thought that was pretty good.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
that.
yeah. Not too much for me to say about the match, but the stadium thing is interesting. We'll see what their new ground looks like next season.
Yeah, I was interested in seeing what it looks like just for aesthetics only though. I don't really care about new stadiums or anything like that. I prefer the older ones, but it
Yeah,
is what it is.
it is what it is.
Next game, we go to King Power Stadium, where Leicester hosted Ipswich Town. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Carl, this would be Uncle Vardy's last game at King Power Stadium as a Leicester player. So they had another some more emotional moments there as they're going around a couple of different grounds this final couple of weekends of the campaign. Carl, who'd you bet on in this one?
Lester?
You nope, $75. Ipswich draw no bet.
I'm betting like Ipswich is playing here.
I put $100 on the draw, so I didn't get it either. Uncle Vardy gets the scoring started in the 28th minute with a long run from James Justin, and he just dishes it right in front of the keeper to Vardy, who's got an open goal. This would be Uncle Vardy's 200th career goal for Leicester City. And from 200 to 1 in the 69th minute, Casey Mcateer gets some nice passing and blasts a goal from the right side, and that's his first Premier League goal for Leicester City. And in the 80th minute, Uncle Vardy gets subbed off to a standing ovation and goes out on his horse to the sun setting west.
Well, you don't know what direction he's going just yet, but I get what you're saying.
I didn't say it very well, but whatever.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Yeah, this was all about Vardy.
Yep, big time.
Yeah, and as it should have been. Like I don't think one since I've been watching, I don't think one player has represented a team as much as he has.
Yeah,
Like
200 goals is a big deal, too.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that he finished at that number.
Yep.
You like this kind of reminded me of Kobe's last game.
Well, he might get one more, or
No, that's
maybe one
true.
or two more. They got one more game, but yeah, he got the 200th at home on his last day there. Yeah, that's
They
crazy.
actually said he's not gonna play in the last game. He
Oh, did they say that?
wanted the last one to be at home.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah, so yeah, like I said though, this reminded me a little bit of Kobe's last match. At least at the beginning, I was like, they were just gonna feed him and feed him.
Oh yeah, what did he have, like 49 shot attempts or something stupid like that?
Yeah, what did he get to 60 points that game or something?
Yeah, 60, but yeah, he just got all the shot attempts.
Yeah, but I knew they were just gonna keep feeding Barty until he got that goal. So 200 goals, and this was his 500th appearance for
Not bad,
last
not
year.
bad. One in every three games.
He was sold 13 years ago to Leicester by Fleetwood Town for 1 million, I guess, which obviously doesn't sound like much, but I guess he was the first non-league player to be bought for $1 million or more, so they must have known something.
Yeah, and you'd like to say it was a good investment, but he makes well more than a million. His
Oh
price
yeah.
tag did nothing but go up. So,
Oh yeah.
yeah, 50 field goal attempts from Kobe Bryant on his final game.
Jesus. So I was kind of, with the whole Vardy thing, I was feeling nostalgic about when they won the league.
Yeah,
And
2015.
so I looked up the table from that year, and they won the league by 10 points.
Yeah, they
So
got a lot of wins. I remember they just kept getting 1-0 win after like 1-0 win. They were just squeaking it out.
they had three losses, which Liverpool this year has three losses.
Yeah.
Leicester City finished with 81 points right now. Liverpool has 83 points. So it's not like Leicester just
Yeah.
lucked into it. Like they were really, really good. And 32 goal differential that year. So like, I want to go back and watch more stories. I mean, I'm sure there's got to be some kind of
I
documentary.
was just gonna say, there's got to be some doc or someone will want to put one together because that was crazy.
That was the most unbelievable thing maybe I've ever seen in sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, the good news for Leicester and Ipswich is they will get to continue their battles next season in the championship.
Yep.
So, with but no more Vardy, makes me kind of sad.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where he goes. I hope he ends up with a Premier League squad. Or at least top tier in like Spain or something like that, you know.
Yeah, you don't think he'll retire?
No, it doesn't sound like he wants to. I think we'd hear about him retiring if he was
Yeah,
going to
he
do
probably
that.
would have announced it like at the match.
Yeah. All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. Leicester move up to 18th with that win. Ipswich down to 19th. Southampton just got out of that worst team in history zone last week at 12 points in 20th. Taking a look ahead to next week's final game of the season on Sunday for everyone. I believe they're all going to be at 7 a.m. Pacific time. We start at Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth hosts Leicester City. Who you got in this one, Carl?
No Vardy, Leicester on the road, Bournemouth all the way.
Yeah. Yep, and we kind of talked about it before. Not much anyone's fighting for in this one. Liverpool already won. The three teams getting relegated are already decided. So there's a little bit of a race for the final Europa and Champions League spots. Very tight race in that one with third place, Newcastle. Fourth place Chelsea, fifth place Aston Villa, all at 66 points. Man City are in the Europa spot at 6, and they are tied with Nottingham Forest at 65 points. Man City up on goal differential. Chelsea and Forest are playing each other, so Forest can get has a hand in their own future there, but still need there could be some swinging action between these five teams for four European spots.
Yeah, and Forrest is at home in that one, so
Yep.
that's good for them. I feel better about that than if they had to go to the, was it, what the hell's the Chelsea Stadium? Stamford Bridge.
Yep, Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a win only guarantees us Europa. We would need some help to get into Champions League, but still, European campaign would be fun next season.
Oh yeah. Any European campaign would be great for them. But you know, if they get that win, yeah, then it definitely makes things very interesting. Because let's see, Newcastle's at home against Everton. All right, they should probably win that. Then Aston Villa's on the road at Man U.
They should win that.
Should, but I mean, you know, I think that's definitely more likely of a loss than the Newcastle one.
Isak didn't play today, so I don't know. Was it today's game? Yeah, they played today. Isak didn't play today, so I don't know if he's going to be playing in that final game, which, if he's not, that changes everything.
Yeah, and City play at Man City play at Fulham, which is a tough place to play.
No, Bournemouth.
What?
I've got, oh, Man City've got two games. That's right. There's some teams still have two games. Man City's next
Oh.
game is Tuesday, at home against Bournemouth. So they're not, that might hurt Forest's chance as well. If Man City can win that game, then that puts them three clear. So,
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely makes a huge difference.
yep. Next game, we go to Portman Road, where Ipswich Town hosts East Ham United. Who you got in this one, Carl?
You know what? Last Premier League game for Ipswich for God knows how long.
Still haven't won at home this season, have
I don't think so. I think this is the one. They're
they?
gonna give the fans something special to remember them by, and West Ham or East Ham isn't very good either, so this is their chance. What do you think?
No, I think East Ham take it or a draw. I don't have any faith in Ipswich winning at home. I would like to see it. If it happens, great, but no, I'm not gonna bet that way, that's for sure. All
Yeah, I don't blame you.
right, next game we go to St. Mary's Stadium, where Southampton hosts Arsenal. Nobody fighting for anything in this one.
Yeah, I completely. You're like, next game. I'm like, who else is there? And you're like, oh, Southampton. I'm like, oh, right.
Arsenal have second locked up. Southampton have 20th locked up. So it might just be subs for Arsenal against the starters for Southampton, and we'll see if the Saints can take on the Gunners B team.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you have something?
Oh, not really.
Before we get out of here, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, you lost $250 with a 0-0 and 3 record this last week, dropping you to 31-7-51, minus $50.78. I went 1-0-2, lost $113.05. I'm at 32-10-38, dropping slowly to end this campaign, but I still have $777.70.
Yep.
Great show today, Carl. I appreciate you joining me. And we had a blast. Say bye, Carl.
Yeah, Phil, we riding from here to eternity, baby.
From here to eternity. All right. Thanks again to my buddy Carl, and thank you all for joining us. We will see you next week. Ooh.
Fila my senses like a gallon of money, like a packet of hood binds, like a good pinch of snuff, like a night out in Sheffield, like a greasy Djibouti, like Sheffield United. Come dream me again, Sheffield United. We are the envy of Yorkshire. We will sing out the shore run. We will lift our team up. We are the Bladesmen. We are Sheffield United. Is one of our own. Na 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 na. Yeah.